Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Another Saturday at 9 o'clock, time for the Fox World Travel Show with Colleen Allsburg. Today, how are you?
I'm good. Good drive down today. Gorgeous, yeah. Cool morning. Nice, beautiful sunrise.
When I was coming in at 6:30 this morning, the clouds had bunched up against the shoreline. It looked like mountain ranges as I was driving in. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, but it was a beautiful day. I like
beautiful
these days.
Day. Yeah. Fall day, for sure. 56 for a high, so it's not going to get very warm.
I'm wearing sandals. I'm not succumbing yet to fall weather.
Oh, you're brave. We went to the Milwaukee Oktoberfest last night and got some beers and some German nachos, which I'd never had before.
Fantastic.
But it got cold.
Yes,
we had our jackets on and it was a little chilly.
Yeah, I noticed that as I left this morning to get the company car, and it was chilly switching out my cars this morning.
Didn't have to scrape yet though.
Nope. We had a little bit, just a one wipe of the blade and we were good to go. Rock and roll.
So if you're here, that means Rose is still traveling?
Yeah, she's on her way home right now. So she'll be coming back from Italy today. And then we are swapping seats because tomorrow morning I leave with a group to Amsterdam.
And, that's right.
And I'm hitting Avalon River Cruise. We're staying one night in Amsterdam, doing some fun things there, and then heading south on the Rhine River, doing the castles on the Rhine, Riesling winery area, brandied coffee in Rüdesheim. A lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to it. It's been quite a few weeks since I've been on the road, obviously. I'm here all the time. So
yeah, you've been here a lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Well, good for you. Glad you get to take another tour out with some people and see. Now, you've been to Amsterdam how many times?
Quite a few times. Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorite cities. It's kind of a hidden gem, I think, for this area of Wisconsin, not thinking about going to Amsterdam and the Netherlands. But what I like to do is when I get my groups there, get them settled in. Usually you can't check into our hotel right away, so I get them out on a walking tour, keep them up, try to keep them up a little bit after the long flight.
And right.
Walk them through Dam Square and over to the Anne Frank House, maybe through the Red Light District during the day so it doesn't seem so intimidating. But
still activity there, just not as dark and...
Right. Oh my gosh, it's such a busy city. The bicycles are everywhere. I always tell the folks, just number one, they don't care about pedestrians. You do not have any rights there. The bicycles have the rights over there. So somebody invariably always gets at least beeped at or belled at with their little bicycle bells. But
finger wave.
Yeah, oh man, maybe not so bad. The Dutch are nice.
That's funny. Okay, so Rose is coming back next week then. You're on this hour though, and her both have knowledge of every nook and cranny of this earth. I don't know how you guys are so good at remembering everything, but pretty much any question you want to talk travel, you can get them in for Colleen here. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. What's big news in the travel world this week? Anything that we need to know right off the bat?
Well, you know, I was kind of excited to see this because I have Global Entry, and that is just something that I find so convenient, and more people are getting it, and Milwaukee Airport is actually going to have two enrollment things. One, they're going to have a TSA enrollment, so if you just want to get the pre-check, that's going to be October 23rd through November 3rd, and you must pre-enroll and get your scheduled appointment set up with tsa.gov/pre-check. So that'll be right there at the Milwaukee Airport. And then I just found out as well that they're going to be doing interviews for Global Entry. That's been the hardest thing to do, is to get that interview. I ended up doing it in Vancouver with U.S. Customs there because I could not get in Milwaukee at all. So that's a short period. That's only October 18th through the 21st at the airport. But you must get conditionally approved to sign up. They're not accepting walk-ins. There's very limited space. Conditionally approved probably means fill out the forms and pay the $100.
Right.
Because they'll take the $100 immediately. You know, that's not a problem. But they're going to need also a code to register for that. So they should go to Milwaukee Airport's Facebook page and they can grab that code off there. And from that point, fill out the forms, pay the $100, and then go get that interview, because it just makes life so much simpler, especially in Chicago. When you're coming through customs in Chicago, that's such a zoo. And it's all paperless and and touchless. You just basically, it's done with your eyes. You look into the camera and it says, okay, you're done. Go see a custom. Yeah, you don't get a piece of paper, nothing. You just
ocular prints now instead of fingerprints we're using.
It's so wonderful. And it's $100 for 5 years. It's so cheap and really pays for, you know, it helps you get through TSA quicker. Even with Global Entry, you get the pre-check with that as well. So it gets you through faster. You don't have to take your shoes off, your belts and your jackets, or unload all of your carry-on baggage. So it's a really good program.
Awesome. Good news that there's a couple opportunities, so take advantage of them while you can. Before we go to break, a text came in from Steve Scafidi. Says, by the time Rose gets back from Italy, she'll speak fluent Italian.
Especially abundanza, I think. She's been eating a lot of great food. I'm so jealous. Risottos and
wines and
wine.
So my mom's been on a river cruise
I see that.
Over in Europe.
Yeah.
Rose has been over there. I'm just like living vicariously through all you guys and your Facebook posts.
So. Always welcome to come with us.
Always welcome to come with. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We'll be right back on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:16. Going to see a high of 56, mostly sunny, breezy. It is 49 now in Milwaukee. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Colleen Allsburg here to answer all your questions. Piggybacking off what we were just talking about, we have a text that says, if you have TSA, how can you add Global Entry to that? They're two separate things, right?
Yeah, they are. And I had TSA this last time, and so I kind of just let it run out, and then I applied for Global Entry. Because they, one is, I think TSA is now down to like $76, and then the Global Entry is $100. So for that extra money, it's well worth the time to take to do it.
You're thinking Global Entry is better than TSA.
It is, especially if you travel internationally. If you don't travel internationally, it's probably not that big of a deal because the TSA is just basically to get you through security faster.
Got
and
it.
Whereas Global Entry will get you through customs faster, U.S. customs, not anywhere else, but that'll help you get through that.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Karen in Waterford. Good morning, Karen. What's your question?
Good morning. My husband and I had a trip to Hawaii, Maui, booked for leaving on October 31st. We were staying 6 miles north of Lahaina. So when the wildfires happened, they were asking people not to come, so we canceled our trip. We got our money back from the condos we had rented through Vrbo, but we're struggling with the flights. And we had gotten travel insurance through Travel Guard, but we're struggling with getting our money back because they want us to prove that the destination was affected. And the condo we were staying at is actually not, but because we were going to be spending most of our time in the Lahaina area, obviously that's a problem. So I don't, we kind of seem to be at an impasse, and I don't know if you have any suggestions on what course of action we can take.
Let me ask you this first. With the air tickets, did you cancel those?
We had to in order to submit a claim with
you did. Okay,
insurance.
That's good. Okay. And then did you get anything from the airlines, a letter from them at all, that maybe that's the direction you can go?
No, because we booked through American and Hawaiian Airlines for the inter-island flights because we were also going to go to Kauai. But there was nothing from American. We do have vouchers, I guess, that we can use if travel insurance doesn't come through, but we hadn't planned on, and we have to use them by June of next year, and we hadn't planned on doing any more traveling. So, no, there's nothing from the airlines.
Okay.
We were kind of hoping the airlines would come up with something, but...
Yeah, I think because you actually, you canceled them, but you got credit for them. And so the travel mm-hmm. insurances are going to look into that, and they're going to see that you have credit available through the airlines. I think my best suggestion is maybe if you can go to customer service at American Airlines, see if they can give you some kind of a letter that says that you were unable to complete this trip due to the fires in Lahaina, and work that way. Which insurance agency did you book with? Or travel insurance?
Travel Guard.
You did use Travel Guard.
Travel Guard.
Okay.
Yeah.
If anything, maybe give one of our branch offices a call because those ladies have contacts that they can go to and they can maybe get in contact with one of our representatives at Travel Guard and see if what they could suggest that you could add in. But I'm thinking maybe if you had some kind of proof from the airline that you couldn't travel due to those wildfires at the time.
So just airline customer service, they actually will do that?
That's an iffy question. I don't know for sure. It's hard to, the airlines can be kind of difficult to work with and hard to get through. So maybe your best bet is go right to one of our branch offices, talk to one of our advisors and have them contact our rep and see if she has any suggestions for you.
Okay.
All right, Karen.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For listening. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Diane in Oak Hill. Good morning, Diane. What's your question?
Good morning. On the global entry, my husband goes by his middle name. His passport and driver's license are with the name he uses, but his birth certificate is different. And I forgot to add that part onto the global entry application. Do you know how I can go back and tell somebody that I made a mistake?
I believe there is a place where you can contact them on the travel, the government site for global entry. You paid the $100 already and did all that?
Oh, yeah.
And did you get an appointment set up yet?
I got an appointment through mine for the both of us.
You did. Okay. Yeah. I probably just double check on that site again. See if there's a place that you can edit the information.
Okay.
Otherwise, there's probably not a phone number to call, but if there's any way that you can email them and just let them know. And you should use whatever's on his passport is what they're going to go by. They're really not going to look at, I didn't need my birth certificate.
He does have both names listed on his on his passport, but the passport is issued with his middle name.
Yeah, I didn't look at my birth certificate at all when I did my global entry. So
okay.
I think they go by what is exactly on the passport. So if you applied with what's on the passport, you should be okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. That's the Old National Bank talk and text line. More of your calls and texts coming up when we come back. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulzberg here with you this morning. Thanks for listening in. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, including foxworldtravel.com, which is a great resource for all the things we talk about here on the show, foxworldtravel.com. They made it very simple. Let's go through some more text here. It says, I will be joining Rose Gray on the Vietnam trip in February. What vaccinations would you suggest getting?
Well, I was just looking at the CDC website, and they're not requiring any vaccinations. There's some recommendations out there, just about everything they're asking you to get: chickenpox, diphtheria, flu, COVID-19, Hep A, Hep B, the whole shebang. But my best advice would be to go to your health advisor, to your doctor, and talk to them, because I know there's some cases where age might be a factor, or your health might be a factor, or mixing medications. Tell them the destination that you're going to, and then go from there and have them give you your best advice on vaccinations. We'll be sending you some information as well closer to departure for that trip, but the best bet is to go to your doctor.
My wife Tracy just was at her doctor, and we're going to Costa Rica in January, and they suggested COVID updates and typhoid.
Weird.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of it, but hopefully we don't get it, because I don't know that I'll be getting a vaccine for it.
Yeah, I think if you stay away from farms with goats and all that good stuff, you won't get the typhoid or whatever that is that they have in Costa Rica.
So we have another one here at 855-616-1620. That's the Old National Bank talk and text line. Any news on Mexico safety? I wish we could go to Zihuatanejo again.
It's the same old, I guess, in Mexico. It's always been, I would have no problems going to Zihuatanejo today. You just have to be safe, no matter where you go in the world. Even in Wisconsin, there's places. But in Mexico, in fact, I'm doing a presentation this afternoon on the entire country of Mexico. And I was looking through everything, and I love Ixtapa, Zihuatanejo, one of my favorite places. And they're just recommending, don't go out alone. Don't go out at night. Just stay in the secure areas in Ixtapa during the day. And if you want to go into town, maybe do it with a tour group or something. I really haven't heard anything that's very crucial for Mexico that would not make me go.
There you go. 855-616-1620. Good morning. My question for Colleen. I have global entry, but time to renew. Can I get an appointment now to renew, or are they only taking new applicants?
I think the renewal process is actually easier because you've already gone through those interview processes. And just looking it up, it says that you select the renew button. No. Online. So I don't think you need an appointment for that. So check that out first, and then we'll go from there.
Another one came in. Can you please repeat the special dates for the global entry in Milwaukee?
Absolutely. It's going to be on October 18th through the 21st. And just please remember that you have to be conditionally approved before you go to the airport. Then you have to register with a code that you can find on Milwaukee's airport's Facebook page. They are not accepting walk-ins, and they have very limited space.
All right. Follow-up to this. Global entry is the topic today. It says, just an FYI, I submitted my global entry renewal at the end of January 2023. So it's a while ago. Still waiting for conditional approval. CBP said it could take 12 months when contacted. The good news is they said that my global entry will not expire due to their processing issues.
Oh, fantastic.
And that's there for a renewal. So it takes,
wonderful.
Even renewals are taking a while, I guess.
Yeah, it's
so
crazy right now. I have to renew my passport in a couple weeks, and I'm scared to death because I hate being without my passport.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah.
So before we go to the news break, tell people what all Fox World Travel does.
We are a full service travel company. Not only do vacation travel and group travel, and we do destination weddings, we do meetings and incentives, and we have a huge corporate department that takes care of every corporate need that anyone could ever ask for. So give us a call, look at our website, check things out, and we'd love to help anybody with their travel needs.
Much like Rose and yourself, when you get contacted by Fox World Travel, they're going to connect you with people who know where they've been, where you're going. They're experts at what they do. You have specialists for certain areas.
Absolutely. And now the day of doing everything over internet and phones, we don't have to have it. We do have in person, and we'd suggest making appointments for in person. But we do have some hybrid type situations as well. And you can work with our ladies up in De Pere all the way down to Brookfield over Sheboygan. We have ladies and gentlemen, I shouldn't say that. That's we got a lot of great guys working for us now too as travel advisors, and we're growing every day. We just had our graduation yesterday of our next class of travel advisors.
Nice.
And they're out and about, and they're so excited to get going and show the world to everybody.
Check out everything they can do at foxworldtravel.com. We go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane and Colleen Ulsberg, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So last week when I went to foxworldtravel.com, went to resources, vacation, travel shows and events, we had a new Europe 2024 spotlight on the land tours that you and Rose put together, correct?
Correct.
And now I see something up there called Sip and Savor. What is that?
Yeah, Rose and I did that quick turn. She was in town for like 37 seconds. And so we had to get together and do this recording called the Europe Land Virtual Travel Show. And once you listen to that, take a peek at that. Then we decided, you know what, people don't really know a lot about us. There's still people out there that don't know us. And so we wanted to do these Sip and Savor events, and they're going to be kind of fun. They're very relaxed. They're not a hard sell. They're just two events that we're having, one in Neenah. It's Wednesday, October 18th at 6 p.m. at the Sante Wine Bar in Neenah. And we're limiting the amount of people, maybe about 50 people. And what we're going to do is just have roundtable discussions. There's going to be Fox World tour managers there. There's going to be Fox World travel advisors there. And we're not going to put on a big presentation or anything. We just want people to come and talk to us, learn about Fox World Travel, learn about what we offer, not only our groups, but independent travel as well. So we're going to do that in Neenah. And then we're going to head west a little bit for a change, which is really kind of cool. We're going to head to the Madison area, and we're going to be at the Cambridge Winery on Thursday, October 19th at 5:30. And again, same deal. Rose or I or both of us and some of the other travel advisors and some tour managers from my department will be there just to sit, chat, and get to know us and get to learn our products.
You guys are like, we're not going to be anywhere exotic, so let's create our own exotic experience. We need to drink wine and work.
Exactly.
How can we do that?
Yeah, it's that's kind of a squeaky way of getting around things, isn't
it? That's funny. Yeah. But you do ask people to register ahead of time for this?
Yes, please.
Okay.
We because we do have to limit the amount of folks that are going. We're getting pretty full right now. We just want to meet some new people and have some fun and talk travel, which is what our passion is.
So this is Sip and Savor, S-A-V-O-R. Not
yes.
Savor like I'm going to save money.
Right.
Savor like we're going to enjoy this wine and this time together and savor this moment.
And it hints of a few appetizers too, I believe, because these are two-hour events. We'll have some past appetizers as well and some lovely wines or sodas or whatever you'd like to drink and just kind of hang with us and have some fun.
If you want to sign up, go to foxworldtravel.com, resources, and then vacation travel shows and events, and you'll be able to find that to sign up for it. So 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. If you want to get through with calls and texts, we'd love to hear from you. Global entry being a hot topic today. You're going to be without a passport for a little while. That's freaking you out a little bit.
Yeah.
Time to renew.
It is time to renew. It's been 10 years. I can't believe how fast that's gone. And I'm leaving Sunday for a trip, and then I come back for a week and a half, and then I leave on my own vacation, but it's back to Europe. And once I get back from that 10-day trip mid-November, then I have a group going out in April where I need 6 months validity on my passport, and I won't have that in April.
Right.
So I have to get this thing renewed as soon as I get back. I'll have the paperwork and everything ready to rock and roll when I get home. I'm going to expedite, and they're saying, oh, I don't know, what is it, 6 to 8 weeks for expedited, up to 12 weeks for a new or non-expedited passport. So, and renewals, I was hoping they would get to that online renewal thing. They were talking about it before COVID or during COVID, but that hasn't happened yet. So we still have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. You know, it's very painful without a passport.
So I have a question. You're gone so much. Do you own a house, or do you just like crash on people's couches when you come back?
I call it a very expensive storage closet. It's very, I do own my own place, and I should just sleep on people's couches. That'd be a whole lot cheaper. But no, it's, I love my home and I love being home. It's great to travel, but it's wonderful to be back home. There's nothing like that too.
Yeah. Sometimes when you go on that, even a week long vacation, by like day six, you're like, yeah, this is awesome. This is great, but I'm kind of ready to get back home.
Yeah, I get that on day 10. If I have like the 2 week trips, about day 10. That's my cutoff, it seems. Huh. And I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to see my family. I'm ready to just sleep in my own bed and eat normal food and not be fed all those wonderful dishes everywhere in the world.
You do eat and drink more on vacation, don't you? So
you
you're
do.
Like,
yeah, but I think I eat better when I am on vacation.
A little healthier.
I do, because especially when you're on cruise ships and like the river cruises we're going on, it's all locally sourced garden, farm to table type meals and lots of salads and just very healthy, healthy breakfasts. So I think I eat more for sure, because I don't make three meals for myself usually every day. But I'm dreaming of the soups that they're going to have already this week. They always have the best lunch soups on Avalon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The old National Bank talking text line, 855-616-1620. Do you know anything about Iberostar Selection Parizo Maya Suites in Riviera Maya? We're going in January.
I bet they're wonderful, because I love Iberostars.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, I love that complex. That sounds new to me, actually. So I'm going to have to look into that. But I just love that whole complex, because of the, you know, the higher you go in the complex, then you can use the facilities throughout the whole complex. And they just do it upright. They have great food. They have amazing entertainment, lots of fun, great beaches in that area.
What I find about Iberostar, they seem a little more authentic, too. Like, you feel like you're in a different country when you're there, whereas with like a Riu, it's more European. It's more like industrial,
right.
That's not the right word, but it's there's a different feel when you go to an Iberostar typically than when you go to some of the other
absolutely.
Places.
Absolutely. It feels local. Yeah. It really does.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take another break. Love to hear from you. The old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Nobody does it better than Colleen Allsburg.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for being here this week. Rose is back next week after her world travels. Like Scafidi said, she probably can speak fluent English at this point. Or Italian, because she's been there
for
like almost a whole month between the two different trips. It's crazy.
She keeps ending all her chats to me with ciao, ciao bella. And I'm like, okay, Rose.
Yeah, thanks for rubbing it in, Rose. Appreciate it.
Oh, she's awesome. I love it.
855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go over to Tim in Plymouth. Good morning, Tim. What's your question?
Good morning. I've been trying to get a global entry appointment for my son, actually, for the last couple months. Now I see they've got him in Milwaukee, but checking the Milwaukee Facebook app page, Milwaukee Airport, they're showing no availability because all they do is redirect me to the normal global entry page.
I can imagine that might be the case, actually, because they said they had very limited spots available on those 3 dates. Everyone is having such a hard time getting those interviews, and that's one of the issues we're running into. Might check Rockford Airport. They have a U.S. Customs there, too. Once in a while, they can get an interview process done. So as long as he's all registered, paid his money, and get some kind of appointment ready, then go from there.
Yeah, he's been trying for the last year, but okay, we'll keep working on it.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy, crazy. We need more government employees. Is that what we're saying?
I think so. I think we're a little short-staffed.
All right, Tim, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Do you know if Milwaukee or Chicago doing charter flights to Mexico in late 2024?
Usually ALG, Apple Vacations, Fun Jet Vacations, they all do their charters up until through spring break and into Easter for Milwaukee. And then Chicago is usually a bit longer and yearly. So for sure, Chicago will be good later into March, and then Milwaukee, just kind of watch when Easter falls into place.
All right, Mike from Slinger, thanks for that question. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. So we do have more things that you have on your list over there, I see.
Mm-hmm.
You got a list of stuff we're trying to hit. What else do we need to talk about?
Well, I remember we talked about sun-kissed getaways, or we didn't talk about that last week.
Correct.
Because I had the wrong information.
Oh, okay.
It is actually going on through November 15th. We have this amazing promo. Also with Apple Vacations and a lot of our other vendors. But the Apple promotion is now in place through November 15th. So you can save up to $150 additional off your vacation packages. It's for new reservations. It's savings on hotels and flights and hotel flight packages, with including the charters. It's combinable on all Apple destinations. There's a booking window as well through a travel window. I'm sorry. Now through June 18th, you'd have to travel of next year. So there's some blackout dates for, you know, the holidays and things like that. But that is a big, neat promotion. Take a look at that, because they're going to all the right bells and whistles. You know, Dayton and I were just looking at that Iberostar Paraiso.
Oh, man. That looks awesome.
It's gorgeous. And that is in that big complex. And I think you can't go wrong with that. And then also with this Sunkissed Getaways, we have all different promotions going on with Avalon Waterways and Royal Caribbean and Classic Vacations and Delta Vacations. So again, check our website, because we just have there's 40% off some select cruises. There's Walt Disney, there's Globus, Hawaii, just about everything on sale right now. So take a peek and get a hold of one of our advisors.
FoxWorldTravel.com is the website. I'm excited by this, because for a while, you know, the pandemic hit, we couldn't travel. Then travel was slow because people were afraid to go overseas and do things because of the pandemic. And then it exploded, and there was the demand was so high that there weren't like specials like this going on. It's like,
right,
you want to travel, you're paying full price, because we can't even stock enough seats to keep people happy.
Yeah.
So this is like, travel's kind of back to where it used to be pre-pandemic. We're going, we're traveling. Now there's some fun incentives to get us to go to different places again. And it just seems like we're almost there.
I think so. It feels like it.
Yeah.
We hit that high point where I was so busy, my days would go by, I didn't even know I was working. I mean, it was so fast, the week would go by, and now we can offer these kind of specials and promos, and they're going to be coming back to the groups as well. We're doing 25 groups already. We're working on that. We can't keep on top of it. It's going so quickly.
That's awesome. All right, one final break. When we get back, more of your calls and texts, 855-616 1620. That's the old National Bank talk and text line. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Dayton and Colleen here with you. Thanks for joining us this hour. We appreciate that. You can find the podcast up by about Tuesday at foxworldtravel.com. They post it there, WTMJ.com, wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple. It's everywhere. All-inclusive, no matter where you want to listen to us. That's great.
Wow.
So you have an update on the charters somebody called in about.
Yeah, I was looking up the schedules, and it looks like Cancun is running 4 days a week until about April 1st. We've got Cabo going through April 1st, Jamaica through the 3rd of April, and then Puerto Vallarta, beginning of April as well, Punta Cana. So everything's right around April.
Okay.
Yeah.
So end of March is covered.
Yes.
Sounds like.
Looks like it.
All right. And you have something. You guys get out into the community and do events. We already talked about the Sip and Savor that's coming up, but there's another side of the business that you guys have as well.
Yeah. We have an amazing marketing department that really likes to get Fox World Travel out on the road. And we recently did a booth. We hosted a Fox World Travel booth at the Winnebago County Health and Human Services Health Fair. It was called Reconnect, Recenter, and Re-energize, and travel is certainly a part of that, and we think travel is a big part of health as well. So this was sponsored by Winnebago County. It was for their employees, and we host events like this all the time. So if there's anybody out there that would like Fox World Travel to come and talk to you or put up a booth or hang out and just talk about travel and how it relates to your situation, your event, we would be glad to do that. Because like we've said, we've got so many different people at Fox that know different areas of travel that we can have any kind of booth set up for them.
You know, the psychological impact of having a vacation is not only during that vacation and taking a break from reality, it's the anticipation of the trip and knowing it's coming.
Absolutely.
Right? Just knowing, I can't wait to get away. You have something to look forward to.
Yeah.
To me is like half the fun is
absolutely
knowing it's on the way.
Yeah, it gets painful for me. It's rare that I don't have something just because I'm in the industry. It's rare that I don't have a trip to look forward to, but it happens, and it's scary for me, but it makes you feel so, and there's some, you know, I think you get a little high too after you get home too, and you've just come off this amazing vacation, this amazing trip, out of your element and experiences, and you just revel in that. Just looking at my Facebook post from last year, at this time I was in Egypt with my group, and they were just the most amazing group of folks I've ever traveled with, and all my groups are great, but they just really took wonderful part of, you know, the whole culture of the Egyptians, and we had so much fun. We even got back together when we got back to the States here, and we got together down here in Milwaukee and just reminisced. And so there's so many good heartfelt things that happen when you travel.
I love the Facebook memory that comes up every year, because you're right, it reminds you of all those trips you've taken on a regular basis. You know, sometimes you'll be talking with friends like, oh yeah, we went there, and you remember it. But every year now you get that memory that's like, oh yeah, we were there. Remember when we were there and how much fun we had?
And sometimes it feels like it was eons ago, and sometimes it feels like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
And I can't, to me, Egypt felt like it was so long ago, but it was only just a year ago. And a year from this year, I'll be going back to Egypt. I've got my secret sold out trip of Egyptian travelers that are going, including, I believe, your mother
is
going with
me.
Yes, she is. So I'm excited to share that experience with her. I'm still in contact with Hazem, who was probably the most amazing guide I think I've ever had in my life. And he knew Egypt like the back of his hand, and he was kind, he was funny. He just would talk to us openly about everything about his lifestyle and his religion and his family.
That's awesome.
In addition to being an Egyptologist and showing us everything he knows. So that's the kind of experiences that just make your heart feel full.
And it can all happen thanks to Fox World Travel. Tell everybody where your locations are quick.
We are, our branch offices are all the way north up in De Pere. We've got Sheboygan. We've got Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, Brookfield. Did I miss any? Appleton, sorry.
Appleton,
yeah, Appleton. Yeah. So we've got the branch offices open. They are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And get on the website, www.foxworld.com, and book an appointment, send a little chat over to us, or give them a call and talk to one of our great advisors. We've got a lot.
And the two events coming up, Sip and Savor, Explore Europe events. It's a kind of a casual get-together, talk about different travel aspects. October 18th in Neenah, October 19th in Cambridge, Wisconsin, right near Madison, you said,
yep,
that is?
Yeah.
And you need to register for those ahead of time because there are a limited amount of seats available for that. So foxworldtravel.com, go to the resources page. You'll see vacation travel shows and events. Join Colleen and Rose. Are you both going to be at both?
I'm not sure yet. I'm
one
just
going to
be
other.
Getting back.
Okay.
So I may be at one and she may be at one. I'm not sure. If I'm in that mode, I might just go to both.
Awesome. Danny Clayton and the Annex Wealth Management crew coming in next with Money Talk on WTMJ. Have a great week.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.